to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth. Not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. Because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. This week we're going to be looking at the fear of the Lord. The key scripture for these series of lessons on the fear of the Lord is found in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. And it says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." And we'll keep referring back to this scripture throughout this series of lessons. You know, we're very familiar with the scripture and the admonition that Jesus pointed out in Matthew 22, 37. Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Now, if you've ever met anybody that does that, you let me know. Come on, let's be honest here. If you've ever met anybody who loves God with all their heart, all their soul, and all their mind, you point them out to me. And I'll say, "Well, yeah, that was Jesus." Come on. We have not and we cannot without the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the prerequisite. Now, if that's the requirement and the church isn't doing it, then we need to figure out what's wrong. The commandment to love Him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength cannot be done without the fear of the Lord. And it is, in fact, the result of the fear of the Lord, and could even be considered synonymous with the fear of the Lord. Deuteronomy 10:12, "And now Israel, if God requires something of Israel, He requires it of you." We're not talking about types and shadows here. He said, "And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord?" What does the Lord require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all of His ways and to love Him and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul? If God requires it of everybody on the earth, He required it of Israel, He requires it of you. He requires it of me. Notice the progression here. What does God require? To fear the Lord, to walk in His ways, to love and to serve Him. You know, people who don't fear the law don't obey the law, right?
And people who don't fear God don't consistently obey God unless it's convenient.
People who don't fear God don't love God. People who don't fear God don't serve God unless it's convenient. You can say, "Oh me." Judgment will fall on the earth because men do not fear the Lord, but the Bible says it's time that judgment begins at the house of God. Why do you think God judged Israel? Because of their sins. Why did they have sins? Because they didn't fear God. Because the Bible says the fear of the Lord will turn you away from sin. Avoiding sin is not willpower. It's a result of something. Romans 1:18. See, whenever the children of Israel worshipped idols, God said they were adulterers. Now, as I read this, I want you to think about this great city in Babylon, or as it says, the whore of Babylon. Romans 1:18. Now, you think about that in this context. Romans 1:18. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Now, you got to have the truth to suppress the truth. Amen? You cannot suppress what you do not have. You know, oppressive natural regimes always suppress the truth. You have to have the truth before you can, and know the truth before you can suppress it. Because
What may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. You know, that's the horrificness of the devil Darwin, because he turned millions. I heard somebody the other day said, oh, I watch Channel 11. They always tell the truth. I said, they lie constantly, because with them, everything is evolution. And no bigger lie was ever told. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. You know, I'm absolutely convinced that these scientists, when they study things, they see God, but they don't want to go against their colleagues, so they suppress the truth. You can't study these things and not see God. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. That's religion, folks. That's religion, pure and simple. And it doesn't have to be a religion that worships totem poles or a religion that worships Mary. There's a lot of people who worship a cross, and no cross will save you. The cross won't save you. It's what happened on the cross. It's faith in what happened on the cross. The Bible says we're saved by grace through faith. Grace is God's ability. Something happens in you. How does it happen? It happens because you believe it. It happens because you believe that you're a sinner and that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and you receive His sacrifice for you and you confess Him as Lord. The cross won't save you. Jesus Christ is not on the cross. His death was not the end. He wants us to be conformed to the image of Christ. He wants to be the firstborn among many brethren, not a bunch of people clinging to the cross. Religion,
it's anyone who worships a God that they have made in any image other than the image that we see in this book.
The Bible, the written word of God, the Holy Bible. Anyone who worships a God not found in this book has made a religion so that they don't have to serve the true living God.
Man makes images, and it doesn't have to be an image, a graven image like a statue. It can be an image in your mind that you just simply project and follow out, a lie. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt and God judged Egypt, and they traveled to the mountain of God, and Moses went up on the mountain of God, and he was gone longer than they thought he should because God was testing them. It didn't take God 30 days to do all that. He was just like in the Garden of Eden, as there's tests. And they said, well, we don't know what's become of Moses, so Aaron, make us a god. So he gathered up all their earrings and gold, and he melted it down, and he made a golden calf. And it says in Exodus 32, and he received them at their hand, all this gold, and he fashioned it with a graving tool. And after he had made a molten calf, and they said, these be the gods that brought us up out of Egypt. This calf here that we just made, this own creation of ours, is our God that brought us up out of Egypt. And Aaron, when he saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron proclaimed, tomorrow a feast to Jehovah. They didn't call it a Jersey or a Brown Swiss. They called it Jehovah. Now, these things were written for our admonition. It happened, but everything that happened wasn't recorded. That's recorded so we don't make the same mistake. But it's been made. We need to worship the God of the Bible, not the God of our imagination, not the God that we want Him to be. See, they made a God that they wanted to be. That calf not going to give them any trouble. That calf not going to require anything. They didn't even have to feed it. No food, no water. And they can deceive themselves to thinking they're going to serve Jehovah. Now that is the lunacy of the human mind and the human heart, who had seen the glory of God. And you know, the Bible says that Elisha was a man just like us.
And not only was Elijah a man like us, so was Aaron. So were the children of Israel. They were not any different than you and I are today. And we can make the same mistakes that they did.
Or turn that around, we're people just like them. And we can make the same mistakes. And you know, I tell you, when I first got saved and I thought, boy, I'm so glad we're born again, got the Spirit of God, we'll never make those mistakes. Boy, was I wrong. I see people make the same mistakes because they have the same flesh and the same devil deceiving people. See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And we have great institutions of higher learning that do not teach the fear of the Lord. So what comes out of there? I'm not going to say. You can give it a name, but it's not wisdom and knowledge. Not godly wisdom and godly knowledge. Hebrews 12:28, therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. See, God's going to shake everything that can be shaken, but His kingdom cannot be shaken. So whatever is shaken is not the kingdom of God. Therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, what's our response? Let's have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. What's acceptable to God? He said, let us serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. In other words, without that, it's unacceptable. What does the Lord require? Same thing He always required. Same thing He will require. God requires what He requires, what He requires. He said, if you want to serve me acceptably, you got to serve with reverence and godly fear. And if you don't, it's unacceptable. That's the opposite between acceptable and, isn't it? I said, isn't it? If you don't serve God with reverence and godly fear, it's not acceptable. You can't just make a golden calf and paint it some color that you think God likes. What color is acceptable to God, do you suppose? No. You got to throw out the golden calf and the paint.
Put on the full armor of God.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321, or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. You also can visit us at our website, www.rockpowerchurch.com. Rock Power Church is all one word.
Put on